answer is that this Gemara tells us a chiddush. It says that Edom HaChasumin al Ashtar Nasa Kamishnech Gurei Dusan Bebed. This sugya is the gala to us that any time you have a shtar in which Edom has signed, that shtar is Kamishnech Gurei Dusan Bebed. It's as if you had Edis, and the Edis have already passed through Bed and have passed muster. Even though you never saw the Edis, they may be dead by now. But Edis on a shtar has a certain amount of weight, a certain amount of... And that's a very big chiddush. Why do Edis, because what they find a shtar makes them suddenly better? But that's the chiddush of this sugya, the power that a shtar has. Let's learn the next piece of Gemara, and we'll discuss this, because in this piece of Gemara, this is Mishkala to us more. Tana Rabba. Ein nemanim lepais lai divir remei v'chachamayim im neman. The Chama Vamishna said that you believe to say k'tanim hayinu, p'sulei adesidim. Rav Meir disagrees. Like the Gemara, bishlam ala Rabbanan kitamayu shepesa shepeshehim. The Rabbanan, we understand, they hold, like it says in our Mishnah, that if you say k'sav yadeinu ze'av ala lusim hayinu, you have a pesha, so you have a nigel. Ala Rav Meir maitayma, bishlam ala p'sulei adesidim. Malva gufe me ikara me dikdayik umachsim. We have a chazaka that a malva is me dikdayik and he does not sign posala names on a shtar. Isn't that a chiddush? We have this assumption that if you have a shtar, we assume the malva got people, he investigated, they're not craven, they're not psulim, they're good people. Maybe the malva's a crook, maybe he dafka wanted psulim. No. A shtar, we assume, malva gufe made a dayak. And every shtar, we assume that the malva is medayak and he's machsen kshem. Ketanim nami, kedrib shimim elakish, damreb shimim elakish, chazaka ein eidim chaisim el ashtar, el kenasa begabel. Another chiddush. We have a chazaka, and any shtar that comes before us, that the person who signed it was over bar mitzvah. You know, we don't know. We don't know. But we assume when we see a shtar that it was made by a god. Ela anusim haitayim, or what's Ramea's reason for anusim, that he holds you not believed on. Rav Chista, kasav Ramea, eidim shamur lehem, chis musheker, v'al taharaygu, yahargu v'al yichas musheker. Gemara is saying, it's better to be killed than to sign sheker. Omalei Rav, ashti ilu osu l'kamon lam luche aminam l'huzilu chasumu l'leises kakmon. They will come before us, they ask a shayla, we'd say, better sign falsely and don't be killed. Could it be that we say, why did you sign? Can't be. Time in the Ramayah, could Rapun Amar Rav, Dam Rapun Amar Rav, Maid the Bishtar Shekosvay and Tzarech Lekai. Chiddush number three. Maid the Bishtar Shekosvay and Tzarech Lekai. We hear three chiddush. One, that we have a chazaka that the malva made the dayik. The people signed and are craven, not psulim. Two, any shtar that comes in front of us, we have a chazaka, ain't a edim chaismin alin kiminasa bagabu. We assume that signatures on the shtar are gedaylim. Three, maid the bishtar shakasvay ain't tzarech lekaimai. The rafuna holds, I'm a rab, that if you are maid the shtar was written, ain't tzarech lekaimai, you don't. We assume the shtar is good. You don't need a kiyum. You don't need a kiyum. We had yesterday in Taisis that the whole kiyum shtar is the Rabbanan, which means that in Hatayra, any shtar that comes in front of us, we assume is a valid shtar. It doesn't have to be certified. It doesn't have to be. But they're saying it is our signature. Just, it was a different soul of Anusim.
So it's not like it wasn't a kiyum. They're getting rid of this, not having a kiyum.
Well, they're mekayim the fact that they signed the shtar. The mitzvah is that they signed the shtar, they're masking. So it's a funny thing, they're mekayim the shtar, but not what happened, what the shtar says happened. It's saying it's our signature, so the shtar is a shtar. What you say happened didn't really happen. We were anusim hayim. So we give some kayach to that shtar because they say they signed it. It would seem a shtar, what kayach is there in a shtar? The shtar is the only way of knowing what happened. we don't pass like Rav Meir, we pass the Meir Mishtash Kasi Tzarek Lekayim. But in the underlying, the attitude of Rav Meir, that a shtar has a certain kayach, that we do hold. We do hold that there's a certain kayach that a shtar has, which is a chiddush, not only a chiddush, but a chiddush gadol. And that kayach ashtar is a central theme of this sugya, of the sugyas to come. There's a Reb Chaim al Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, Perek Hei Halacha Vav, who brings probably the most perfect example or illustration of what we call din shtar or kayach ashtar. The site is that there's a din of shtar which has a certain power in Bezdin, a certain kayach of an assumption of validity. We assume a shtar is valid and good. We assume that the people who signed it really signed it. We assume that they were not relatives, they were not psulim, they were not ketanim. Chaim brings from the Rambam. The Rambam says, we know we have a halacha that if three people come to say this together, three people come, and there are three witnesses who saw Reuben kill Shimon, or three people witnesses who saw Reuben Shar be Mazik. And they come to Bezin together. And one of the three is a Karev. One of the three is a relative. So I would think, alright, dismiss him and use the other two. We have a halacha that Nimtza Echamiyam Karev Apostle. Hey, do some test. Now, if you have a group that intends to say Eidus together, their intent when they saw the Ma'aseh, their intent when they come to Bezin to say Eidus together, Nimtza Echamiyam Karev Apostle, hey, do some test. However, if they didn't plan to say Eidus together, let's say they were just standing and they saw Reuven be Mazik Shimon, and one of them happened to be a Karev, but the others never planned to say Eidus with him, to attach himself to him, then the Gemara says, Ma Yasu, what could they do? Shnei Eidim the Karev, Sharo, Becha, Chargis, and Nefesh. If he happened to be standing there, that doesn't possibly Eidim. If they planned to say Eidus together with the Karev, then they're all possible. But if they didn't plan to say Eidus together, that was not their intention, then they're not one kat. And then the two ksherim could say Eidus on their own. And the Karev, of course, is a Karev. He doesn't care. That's a halacha. What happens if you have a shtar which is signed by three witnesses? Two ksherim plus a relative. The three sign the shtar together. And the shtar is brought into Bezin, and the person wants to be Tevea. So they look at the name and say, hey, this one's a Karev. And so now, do we say, Dimsa Echamiyam Karev? One of them is a Karev, the whole shtar we have to throw out. Look, the Rambam, the shtar is kosher. Why? Rambam's lashon is because he says, Epsher, this is the word Epsher, maybe. The other two did not intend to say Eidus together with this Karev. The Karev may be signed later. Maybe these two witnesses signed. And then later, the Baal HaShtar added a third signature. Efshar, the Rambam says. Maybe that's the way it happened. Let's say this is just third. Okay. So, Efshar, maybe. So Chaim asks, Efshar? That's how you say they have money? That's how you might see mama in the chaver? Epsher. I want to be mighty mama for you. I bring a star. Bezdin looks at it and say, Epsher, maybe it's good. It could be mighty mama. That's not the way DNA Torah work. Epsher, maybe that's the way it was written. So Reb Chaim is a din star, that a star has an assumption of validity, has an assumption of kashrus. Every shtar has an assumption that it's kosher. And when a shtar has an assumption that it's kosher, if it's efsher that it's kosher, we assume it's kosher. Even though it's efsher that it's possible. Every shtar, that's the din shtar that the Torah gave, that there's such a thing as a shtar, and that shtar is under assumption of kashrus, even has a koyach in Bevin. Even though it's only Efshin, maybe, I thought he can. This is a finish. That a shtar, Akidekach, that there's something suspicious in the shtar, there's a third by aid who's a relative. And I thought he can, because we say Efshir, it's kosher. In another case, which is even a bigger chiddush, this Rabbi Chanan brings, Rabbi Chanan is in Bava Basra, Kuf Pei Aleph. Listen to the case. Reuven wrote a shtar in which he gives money, a gift, to B'nai Shimon, to all the daughters of Shimon. The B'nai Shimon, that's the law. The daughters of Shimon. Shimon has five daughters. So Reuven didn't list their names. He just wrote, with this shtar I hereby am makna my fields to B'nai Shimon. One of the Edim who signed was a brother to a man who married one daughter of Shimon. Shimon had five daughters. And one of his daughters married a man that was a brother to one of the Edim. She's a psal, a brother-in-law. Which means that one of the two witnesses, only two witnesses, and one of the two witnesses was related to one of the five daughters of Shimon. So the Shaila came to the Rajma. I said, Shaila Kachayim. The Shaila came to the Rajma, why would you pass him? I think any of us would throw out the shtar. One of the Eidim is a relative, is a brother-in-law, to one of the beneficiaries of the shtar. Anybody would throw out the shtar. The Rajba Paskin, that it's a good star, and we assume the nice Shimon means the other four daughters. We'll assume that when he said the nice Shimon, he meant the other four daughters, not this daughter. What? Let's for now assume that they were. Okay, not even. You hear what we're doing to be Mashur Ashtar? We're bending over backwards to be Mashur Ashtar. We have a star. And a brother-in-law side, now he obviously cannot be accepted as Edis to give money to his sister-in-law. Question. But the Rajva Paskin, that we assume the shtar is good, and we say, maybe he meant the other daughters of Shimon. That's an incredible tzar. Incredible tzar. We're taking the push of the lashon of the shtar. I would take kol b'nai Shimon with no choice. But just a b'nai Shimon. Kol b'nai Shimon. Not a chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. What's the chiddush? That a shtar has a certain kayak. That we validate a shtar, we assume a shtar is good. Third chiddush. The Reb Chaim and the Reb Chanan are very similar to each other. There's a third nekuda regarding the kashas hashtar, which Reb Chaim brings down. The din is a shtar b'loy zman. If you have a shtar that doesn't have a date on the shtar, the halacha is that it's kosher b'di'evet. If I have a shtar that I lent money to someone, and there's no zman written in the shtar, so that's kosher b'di'evet, it's a good shtar. There's certain restrictions on what you could take from the kuchis, but the shtar itself is a kosher shtar, even though it doesn't have zman. In fact, Reb Chaim, 1 minute. If Edom come to Bezdin, there's a requirement that Bezdin ask Shiva Chakiras. There are seven questions they must ask any pair of Edom. And six of the seven have to do with the time it happened, and the seventh is the place. They have to ask, they have to get the year and the month and the day of the week and the day of the month and the hour of the day. There are a series of questions they ask regarding the time. And if the Eid says, I don't remember, we throw them out. Eidim must be able to say Eidis on Zman. That's called Eidis Sha'ata Yachal Azima. Eidis have to be Eidis that know the Zman and Mokim of the thing they're saying Eidis about. If they don't remember if it was raining or sunny that day, that they can still say Eidis. They don't remember, we ask them what was he wearing, they don't remember, they can still say Eidis. But they don't know the Zman, they're possible. Dr. Chaim, how could a shtar without a Zman be good? The people who signed the shtar are not here. They're not here. They may be dead for all we know. How can we accept their aid is if they're not telling us the Zman. One of the requirements of a Eidus is that the Eidus tell us the Zman. They're not telling us the Zman. How could that be? Elamai, Loshna Gemara, Eidim Achasum and Ashtar, Natsu Kemisha Nechkeru Eidus of the Death. When you have a shtar, Kemisha Nechkeru, it's as if they already answered the Chakiras. We give a kayak to a shtar, to Ilu, they answered all the Chakiras already. As if they answered this man, even though we don't know the answer. These are all big chidushim. And this is the chidush of a kayak ashtar, of a kayak that a shtar has. A kayak that a shtar has in Bezdin is this assumption of validity. And I just want to explain the svara to you, because it sounds like, the truth is, when you hear this, it sounds like just a tremendous chidush. It is a tremendous chidush, but why should Dinei Torah work that way? So yeah, you have to appreciate the importance of shtarais to Dinei Mamon. I think the person has to appreciate on a practical level how important it is that there's such a thing as contracts. A person could buy a house and sell it 50 years later. Eidim don't live forever. Eidim don't live forever. How do you know that things have happened? Shtarais have a tremendous kayach. You have to have a tremendous kayach in the halach yelach of Chayshim Mishpat. Without shtarais, a person would be stuck. I mean, first of all, today we already have telephones. Once upon a time, a person came to town. And he moved out of town, and you didn't hear from him for. You don't know when he died. You don't know where he was. And even today, you can't trace people all the time. There's a kayach that Torah gives the neimaminis of shtarais, which are a necessary ingredient in the business world. Without shtarais, it's very hard to run anything. And the importance of shtarais is ad kedei kach. That they have an assumption that they're kosher. We assume that the people involved were kosher. Someone has a taina, he can bring his taina to bed. But until he brings his taina, there's an assumption of kashrus to shtarais. And yesterday we learned in Taisus, kiyum shtarais to Rabbanah. It means in Torah, you don't even have to certify the signature in the shtar. And that's because we have this concept of shtarais having this kayach. This kayach. And that is the chiddush of our sugi, the chiddush of Ksuvas Daf Yud Ches. Reb Chaim calls it the chiddush of Ksuvas Daf Yud Ches. He says Gam Gittin Daf Yud Ches, coincidentally. He says, this is the chiddush of the sugi, that the shtar has a kayach. Shtar has an assumption. Now, just to deal with one of the pratim, our Gemara says that we assume the people who signed the shtar were not katan. We have to think about that for a minute. Apostle, we could say, or a Karev, wouldn't sign a shtar. I know I'm a Karev, I'm not going to sign a shtar for my relatives. But a Katan, what kayach do we give a Katan? Assumption that a Katan didn't do it. A Katan has no chazakis. Kiva Eger asked this kasha on our Gemara. What is it, Yechazaka? Eino Eidim chayisman al-shtar, Elen kei nasa v'gadol. Yechazaka, Eidim wouldn't do it if they katanim. I understand a gadol, once a person's over by mitzvah, he's responsible. So if you have a gadol, he wouldn't sign a shtar if he was a katan. Once he's a gadol, he's not a katan anyway. When he's a katan, we don't attribute, halacha doesn't give katanim any type of a. What do we give katanim? What? A katanim wouldn't sign? What do you mean katanim wouldn't sign? Katanim are katanim, don't do anything. Kidego asked this kasha. What does it mean? Chazaka eino eidim chayis ma'ashtar alam ke'enase v'gadol. What does that mean? The al-karchach zakra b'kineger. The kavana is not on the eidim, that the eidim wouldn't sign if they were ketanim, but on the malva, that the malva wouldn't get ketanim to sign a shtar. You assume a malva would not get ketanim. But the Beis Yaakov is a kasha on Rabbi Kivega's parents, right? So let's see the bottom Taisa. Taisa talks about it. First of all, he says that Rabbi Kibeger's teretz is meduyik in Rashi. Look at Rashi on the top. Elam kenasa begadol. See Rashi's lashon. Elam kenasa begadol. Kol ma'isa ashtar begadolim. Halakeya hamaycher. The gabi edim nani amina chazaka ein halakeya machdim baiktan. I'm buying the field. I get edim. Ein halakeya machdim baiktan. But keach doesn't get ketan into sign, which is Rabbi Kibeger saying. But do you can imagine that even though the language of the Gemara is ein edim chaysim and alakeya nasa begadol. Sounds like the Edom are careful to make sure they're Gedaylim. But Rashi says, no, it means Ein Alekeach Machzim by Ketanim. It's because the one who's out to draw up the Shtar is going to be careful. Fine, to say that. The bottom Taisus, however, the Bishakav has some this Taisus. Ketanim Nani Kedrushim Melakish Havamatzi Lei Meimar. The Taisus is bottom. Why does the Gemara say Malva Medik Dayik, like it said before? He said Yapsule Aidis, Malva Medik Dayik. So why don't we say Ktanim, Malva Medik Dayik? The Taisa is Tupshat. Either have a Matsula Mayma Ktanim Nami, Shun the Malva Medik Dayik. Elad Nichalay Lamikit Bechal Techad Tama Achrini. It was looking for a second reason. Which means, according to the first pshat in Taisus, it's a second reason. That one reason is Ketanim Eidik Dayik. Like Ketanim, it's a totally different reason. Which would indicate, not like Rabbi Kibeger, that there's such a chazaka, Eidim on the sign of the Ketanim. So it's a second teretz, Inami, fits with Rabbi Kibeger. Inami, time of the Resh Lakish Kufay, Inami, Mishum Demalva Eidik Dayik. Shlokish Taka means Malva Medik Dayik. Taisa second teretz is like Rashi and it's like Rabbi Kibeger. Afrek the Beis Yaakov. What about the first teretz? What about the first teretz of Taisa? Taisa saying in the first teretz that we have some type of chazaka. Ketanim wouldn't sign a shtar. What kind of chazaka is that? This is the Beis Yaakov's kasha on the Rabbi Kibeger. Yaakov's teretz is that you could have a case. Now you could have a case. Find a hechad to it. To have a boy who's 13 years old. To be a gadol min haTorah, not enough to be 13. You need shtei saris. So when a boy is 13 years old and he's called to sign a shtar, we have a chazaka. He wouldn't sign the shtar if he doesn't have shtei saris. That's what it means. Chazak l'shtein ha'idim chayz mashtar kenasa begadol means taket, he's under 13, he's not responsible. If he's over, if he's a gadol, he's a gadol. But it could be that he's 13, does not have shtei saris. So we have a chazak, if we called him in to sign a shtar, he would say, no, I don't have shtei saris. You like that teretz? Huh? You like the teretz? Follow what's going on here. Yaakov says that that's what Agamar is talking about. A 13-year-old, he wouldn't sign if he doesn't understand that. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Talking about 13-year-olds who actually sign it. It's a nice chav, but it's not a satisfying talent. Oh, that's good for Shem. If we say he's under 13, he's not responsible, but then if he is 13 without Shnei Saris, he's Baita Kad. If Yaakov is Mechadish, at the age of 13 he becomes responsible, but he's not a godly yet, he doesn't have Shnei Saris, which is itself not Mokhla. It's funny, you know, I have actually two Bar Mitzvah boys whose parents spoke to me about Parsha Zohar, about them leaning Parsha Zohar and the Bar Mitzvah. So I told them that, you know, they can't lay Parsha Zachar because they have to have Shtei Saris. No Chazaka, they have Shtei Saris. And this happened to me many years ago. And the father came back to me and said, he has Shtei Saris. Well, fine. They're Shulavar. And I'm just surprised that these two fathers maybe they did. Maybe the child doesn't. Too early to check. I don't remember yet. Mavar, father Neman, that the Ashtay Sarah. But the child does not believe. The child said, I Ashtay Sarah, so Manashah. He's a Gadol, he believes. If he's a Gadol, I don't have to ask it. I'm only asking if he might be a cotton. If he's a cotton, I believe that he's a Sarah. You know, it's a very strange adult. I think that the Yaakov is a far fetched thing. Rabbi Elchanan says Pshat in our Taisvis. That says Pshat in our Taisvis. That no, it's part of Dine Shtar. Part of Dine Shtar is that we assume he's a Gadol. Not because the cotton is careful, but because the Torah works that Shtarais have assumptions of validity. And when a Shtar is brought before us, we are assuming that the Shtar is a valid Shtar. And this is the way Rabbi Elchanan learns our Taisvis. So we learned the insight today that a shtar has an assumption that it's good, and somebody has a taina. So we're mekayim shtaris, but every shtar has an assumption that it's good. Ad kedei kach that we say efshar and it's still good. Rabbi Chanan declares a shayla. Rabbi Chanan declares a kach a shtar. We have to assume. Rabbi Chanan declares. Let me tell you his tutsadim. Very dachistic, but I'll tell you a nafkamina, and then you'll understand better. So be prepared to first not understand fully. Rabbi Chanan's tutsadim are, this is also in Bava Basra, it's called Pe'alav in Bava Basra, declares, when we assume Mishtar is good, what does that mean? We say, that something, in order to make the shtar good, we say that a certain fact happened. Is the pshat that we really believe it happened? And we believe the MS is whatever we have to say in order to validate the shtar. Or, no, we don't really believe the MS is that way. It's just a din that we're machshir shtarais. In order for din imamis to work, we have to accept shtarais. And therefore, any possible psul, we say maybe not. And we're machshir the shtar. Or in other words, the first thought is to say that the shtar establishes a fact. And we say the emes is whatever we have to say to be machshir the shtar. The second way is, no, we don't know the facts, but we are going to accept the shtar any time that we can. Nafkamina is the following case. This nafkamina, I hope, will make you understand. Let's go back to the Rashba. What was the Rashba's case? You had a Reuven wrote a shtar. I hereby give a matana, a karka, to Benai Shimon. Shimon has five daughters. Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. And he writes, I'm giving Benai Shimon. Come to Bezin. Bezin looks at the shtar. They see that the person who signed the shtar is a brother to the husband of daughter number five. You know, the shtar is a brother to daughter number five. So this was the Maaseh Shehayah. The Rashba Paskin. The shtar is good. What do? To make the shtar good? We say that Benai Shimon means the other four daughters. So that the shtar is good, the other four daughters get the karka, the fifth daughter gets nothing, and the shtar is kosher. Later, what happened was that came out, it was revealed that the kedushin of daughter number five to the eighth brother was a kedushay tos. Later, it was revealed, let's say that this fifth daughter can't have children. And she didn't tell us that it's a kedushay tos, the kedushin is off. Right? Now, Shiloh. Does the fifth daughter get a chelik in the karka? Does the fifth daughter now get a chelik in the karka? If you follow the shayla, you should appreciate it. Huh? Again, a shtar was written. Reuven gives a gift to the Benai Shimon. Benai Shimon. Who did he mean at the time he signed it? Which Benai Shimon? He had an aid that was related to the fifth daughter. What did he mean at the time he signed Didn't you say the MS is, we assume he meant the first four? He meant the first four. What happens later if it's revealed to us that the fifth daughter is not related to an eighth? Does she get a chelik in the karka? Huh? What did he mean at the time? What? Did he mean all five? But at the time, he thought the fifth one is not related. He thought the fifth one is related to the eighth. So at the time, an error maybe, but he really only meant to give to four. Later it came out, he could have given to all five, but he didn't. He only gave to four.
You're saying that the chazaka is for whoever's kashan, that's what the shtar is going on. You say that the chazaka is that the shtar is going on.
Well, if we go with Rabbi Chanan's first side of the skakira, that when we say something, we say the emes is that way, that means the emes is that he only meant to give to four. If the emes is he only meant to give to four, then we give to four, and that's it. Doesn't matter later if it's revealed that one of them is the srachet today. However, if you go to second side, we're not assuming the emes is necessarily that way. In order to be nafshar ashtar, we're willing to say maybe efshin. That means we're not assuming the emes is he meant four. We don't know. He might have meant four, he might have meant five. If everything else would be equal, someone brings a shtar, says the Nashim, and we would give all five. We have a problem. If it means all five, then the eight is a relative. You see, no, it means four. Efshin. If that's the case, we don't assume the emes is necessarily that way, then we should give all five now. Now that the eight is kosher for all five daughters, so now let's give all five a chelik. Let's give all five daughters a chelik. Because the shtar says the Nashim. So why shouldn't I give all five? If I have to be machshir ashtar and pull one out, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to pull one out in order to be machshir ashtar. The Torah tells me, at all costs, try to be machshir ashtar. But now I don't have to do that. Let me give all five. Shemen is not going
to.
Well, if you make a psakdin and then it's revealed to you that the basis of your psakdin is to go back.
Either way,
even
if you believe it,
but if I believe that at the time Reuven wrote the shtar, he thought four and five was a relative, then I would have to believe that at that time he only meant to give to four. Rav Chanan says that in this chakira is totally the two terutzim of our time. How? How's that totally not two terutzim? Well, Taisa's second teretz is easy. Taisa's second teretz, which is Rashi Shita, is that Malva Nedek Dayi. And if Taisa's in the second teretz are saying that the fact is MS that the eight is not a cut. I have a reason to say the fact is so, because Malva Nedek Dayi, or like Keach Nedek Dayi, where does Rashi Shita's Nedayi? That means Taisa's in the second teretz cares to say that the fact is MS. The Malva would not get a cotton to sign a shtar. You do a business deal, you don't get a cotton. So Tosis in the second teretz, which is also Rashi Shita, holds that when we machshir a shtar, we say emes is that way. Tosis in the first teretz, though, said no, ketanim don't sign shtars. I logically, ketanim could sign shtars, they're irresponsible, they would sign a shtar. No, when Tosis first teretz, the Bachanan said it's a din shtar. It's a din that a shtar, we say efshir. Maybe they were gedolim. And therefore, for shtar purposes, we rely on that. So Taisa's first teretz holds, it's a din that we say they were a ketanim. Taisa's the second teretz holds, it's a metzias. We assume the metzias is they're not ketanim, because the mouth is made a gedayim. So there are two ways to assume a shtar is good. When someone brings a shtar before you, you could either be a lamdin, and say we assume the shtar is good because it's a din that we have that assumption. It's a halacha that we have that assumption. It's one of the rules of Beis Din that we assume it's kosher. Or, which is Taisa's first teretz, or we could say it's a metzius. The metzius is that a person only is chaysim kosher eidus on a shtar. It's a metzius. It's a metzius. These are two ways of learning, and obviously Rav Chanan and Rav Chaim both hold that the truth is that it's a din. It might be a mitzias too, there might be an umdana too, but it's a halacha. It's a halacha that we assume shtarais are good. Shtarais carry a special legitimacy in Beis Din that we assume that the shtarais are good shtarais. The shtarais are brought before us, the assumption is that it's a good shtar. That's a halacha in the shtar. And we assume shtar is good. So in Kayak we give shtarais. So this is the Kayak Hashtar. Truth is, if you think about it, every time you bring a shtar into Beis Din, you might see mamon based on a shtar. Why is a shtar good? Because we have a chazaka that malva made it dayak. So what would you say? Are we being mighty mamon al pi edim or al pi chazaka? How would you say that? You bring a shtar to Beis Din, you might see mamon. You might see mamon with edim, or you might see mamon with a chazaka. Which way do you think might imam? Technically, it seems to be chazaka. Chazaka made the guy. Might imam with this chazaka. We'll see it's not true. Because the Gemara later will say, that you have a kasha certified star, and against that you have two witnesses of Sefer Keret. It's called trey v'trey. It's called two witnesses against two witnesses. I have a shtar. Come to Bezel with a shtar. The Eidim was signed that are dead a long time already. But they're kosher people and they sign my shtar. I come to Bezel with a shtar. And two witnesses come and they say the opposite. That's trey v'trey. It's called two witnesses against two witnesses. 1 minute, why is it two against two? It's two witnesses against a chazaka. The chazaka is that the shtar is good. Chazaka made it die. Two witnesses beat chazaka. The answer is no. A shtar is two witnesses. That's the din of a shtar. A shtar, despite the fact that it's based on a chazak, but a shtar has a kayach like two witnesses. This is the din of kayach a shtar. And I don't think anybody is going to argue that there's such a thing. That there's a concept of kayach a shtar is indisputable. And if anybody is a lawyer or a businessman, he knows that there's a certain, almost a sanctity to shtaris. Even though it's easy to make a full of the counterfeit shtar, all you need is a computer, and right? Today you can forge signatures easily. The shtar has a certain, you can't run businesses without shtaris. We do with shtaris, so we deal with shtaris all the time. First half of Shir. Kayach and shtaris. Okay? So known as Reb Chaim's Yisayit. So now Reb Chaim's Yisayit, the Gemara's Yisayit. Reb Chaim illustrates to us this Yisayit. Second half of Shir. What's a shtar? What's a shtar? We have a rule, which we will have later in the Gemara, that Eidim could only say Eidus mipihem with their mouths. V'loi mipik sava. Eidim cannot write a letter to Beis Din. They're busy, they'll write a letter to Beis Din, and without coming to Beis Din, they'll No. A person who wants to be an aide has to come to Beis Din personally. He has to come to Beis Din on his own. He has to walk into Beis Din. Mepiyam alay mepik sabam. How is a shtar ever good? What's a shtar? Shtar is witnesses. Without witnesses is nothing. So shtar is witnesses. But mepiyam alay mepik sabam, we don't accept the written document. You need the PM, you need the witnesses to speak. But why the pik sabam? And not from a written document.
What?
They didn't say to Beis Din. You don't have to come to Beis Din to write a shtar. You could be sitting in the classroom and you write up a shtar and I will use it. I mean, it's incredible what a shtar, you can, you need someone's signature on a piece of paper, you could have to drive 5 miles and get a signature. You have to drive 5 miles once you just sign it. But the signature is a signature, you need. What? but what? Well, that's good for the question. He claims it's not true. That's absolute. Don't we have a chazaka connection? There's a ktsais, which is I'm going to pass out. I'm not going to pass out. I'm going to distribute the. I'm going to pass out. The. And this ktsais, do not use the piece of paper. I've underlined, he brings four sheetis harishayim. It's not your typical ktsais. This is a liquid cipher almost. And all four sheetis are important. Alright, you can see ktsais vav on the second column, second line. You know what we're doing now? We're coming from the other direction. The Reb Chaim is telling us how shtaris are wonderful and powerful. And now we're coming in the opposite direction. Shtaris are nothing. There's zilch. There has been fixado. So there are four shitas in the Rishayim. And let's go through the four shitas. The significance and afkaminis, that we'll leave because we'll get back to it. But let's at least learn the four sheets. Ba'echad, who sheetas Rashi u'bal hamar? The kivan de ein kaisin shtar ela midas hamischayiv loy havi mepiksavam ela mepiksavai v'ainu mepiksav hamischayiv. Rashi holds this concept called das hamischayiv. Every shtar must have the das. What does hamischayim mean? Das hamischayim? The das is the one who stands to lose by the shtar. Mischayim here doesn't mean chayim. Mischayim means the one who stands to lose by a shtar. Every shtar has at least one person who stands to lose. Usually only one. It's an IOU. Who stands to lose? The liver. Yes. No, I mean the one who stands to lose because of the shtar. This shtar is an admission on his part. So if it's a loan shtar, who's the mischayev? The liver. If it's a sale shtar, right, I sold you my house, who stands to lose? The owner of the house is writing that the house is no longer his. The shtar of sale. If it's a contract, a business contract with a worker, who stands to lose? Usually the one who hires. A worker generally is allowed to quit. But a person who hires obligates himself. He's a mechayev. Every shtar has a das hamischayev. The old question in marriage, who's the mechayev? Depends on what's in the shidduch, right? But let's talk about dinei mamonis for that. Dinei mamonis, generally there's one mechayev. You could have cases with that too. If two people write a shtar to trade something, then they're both mechayev. If I trade my land for your land, then we're both. Every shtar needs das hamischayev. Every shtar needs the das of the person who stands to lose. Memela. Since the shtar needs das hamischayev. And that is not the chiddush of Rashi in the Baal Amar. That's a halacha. You need das hamischayev. Rashi's chiddush is that a shtar is mepi hamischayev. Not a letter from witnesses. It's a letter from the leiva. Or a letter from the lekeah. The letter from him. You need Aiden. You need Aiden to verify that there's a Messiah. But all signatures do is create Das HaMessiah. They create a day of someone who's Messiah himself. His own admission in bed. Mamela Shtar is his admission in bed that he owes money. That's what a Shtar is. His admission that he owes money or his admission that he admission that he owes money or his admission that he sold the field. Now the truth is that Reb Chaim has a piece in which he asks on Shtar Kiddushin. Shtar Kiddushin, who writes the Shtar Kiddushin? The husband. The woman is a Messiah in the marriage. However, this rule would not fit with the Shtar Kiddushin or Shtar Gittin. These two shtaris, both are written by the man. And they both involve a mischayev on both sides. The woman doesn't have to be there at the time they write the Shtar. She doesn't have to know about it. So time is a kasha on this concept of Dasa Mishraya. Is you need Dasa Mishraya. The truth is, you're right. It has to do with Mammon, more than Ksuba Mishraya. That's why Rav Chaim's answer is important. The truth is, there's one Shtar that we write which does not have Dasa Mishraya. You know what that is? Prusbel on Shemitah. The one who really loses by the Prusbel is the Leiva. But that's what he came, the way a Prusbel works, it's not a, for whatever reason, it's not. The Chaim's basic answer is that Das HaMeschayiv, he calls Das Baal HaShtar. We say Das HaMeschayiv, we mean the Das of the one who's responsible to write the Shtar. Just at a moment, the one who's responsible is always the Meschayiv. You should have given it's the husband. He says, even though Chazal used Lashon Das HaMeschayiv, we really mean Das Baal HaShtar, and the Baal HaShtar normally is the Meschayiv, they get the condition is different. I'll call fun. Rashi Shita, the Baal Amar Shita, is that the Shtar is not Mepi Eidus, it's Mepi the Meschayiv, that's how it works. That's the person. Aslof Chavi Eidus, the Teretz is that the condition of the Shtar, that you have to be able to know that it's so, that the Meschayiv is really Meschayiv. How do you know the Meschayiv? How do you be witness? Shainis. Hushita Saramban. The Lashayach Beidus Shabishtar Mepi Ksavam. The Tiva, the Nichtiv, the Nusach Shtar, since it was written in the Nusach of a Shtar, Havalei Kamishnech Gwoy, the Sunday Bezdin, Moshe, the Bit Sovereign, Malay Chadayne, the Torah Shtar. What is Ramban's Teretz? That the Shtar is a separate category. What we call Kaira, Kayach Ashtar, Ramban calls Torah Shtar. It's a Torah Shtar. But Bit Sovereign is when it's not a Nusach of a Shtar. It's a Nusach of saying Eidus, saying I saw Reuven kill Shimon and writing a letter to Bezalel. A shtar is its own category. From where do we learn it? The Ramban says we learn out of the pasuk by Gittin. It says there's such a thing as a shtar. The kasa of the shalach by Gittin, you can write and send them your document. From there, the Torah is megal to us Torah shtar. The Ramban is closest to Rav Chaim that there's a Torah shtar, there's a kayach shtar, and that ignores all other rules. The Pi'am B'lai Tiksavim doesn't apply, it's a Chayach Hashtar. That's the Ramban's Teretz. Shlishis, Ushitas Taisis, V'shem Rabbeinu Tan, which is the Taisis here in Ksubis, V'shem Tiksavim, Ela B'mishen Eroi, L'chagid B'teh. Biggest Chiddush. K'gon Shem Ilai. When we say the Pi'am B'lai Tiksavim, if you have a person who's mute, can't talk. So by him, we can't accept his letter. Or if he's dead, he wrote a letter and he died before he got to bed. Since dead people are mute, they can't talk. So that tzav is no good. Somebody who's able to speak, by the time sheet is, he can write a letter to bed, and therefore start it. You should know, I don't know why, when you have a place in Rishayim, it's very often the Rambam who's a Stas Yachid, who has his own Kiddush. Here too. The fourth sheet is the Rambam. The Rambam sheet is Ravi, who sheet us a Rambam. The Eidish of Ishtar, Eine Yalam, and the very Seifrim. Minatayra, Eine Mayal, Mishum Davin, Pixal. The Rambam is the biggest Chiddush. The Rambam says Shtar is the Rabbanim. All Shtar is Adin the Rabbanim. Minatayra is no such thing as a Shtar. No such thing as a Shtar, Minatayra. The Fiyam Lai Pixal. All Shtar is are a Kayak the Rabbanim. And it works with Rabbanan. Obviously, there'll be an Afkamina in this. If you hold the Rabbanan, you're obviously taking a separate Mahalath than all the other Yishayim. It's Hashem will hopefully get to an Afkamina between the sheets. But these are the four sheets of Shtaris. The whole Reb Chaim is not a spirit in this. It has to plug into every one of the sheets. You hold the Rabbanan. So that means the Rabbanan gave, created a Kayach HaShtar, which is Kibishanech Guru, and made the Dayak, and all these things. These are the Yisaitis of Shtar. If it's only a Rabbanan, how does it work? How does it come tray to tray? very good. If you have two eggs, say Faker, that has become Trey the Trey. Good connection. All right, these are the rule of stars. Now, I have some bad news for you. And that is that someone is getting married in England. And since, as I'll say, Mevatim Talmud Torah, I had the opportunity to miss Shir Lulabayas Hameis. Usually you don't miss Shir for a chasana. First of all, the chasana is the afternoon chasana. And second of all, it's in England. So I am going to England tonight, and I won't be here tomorrow, which is good news or bad news, depending on how you want to look at it, but it's good news for the chasana, I hope. Good news for the chasana. And I'm going to miss here tomorrow. Now, I think one of the main purposes, I shouldn't say purposes, one of the main goals that I have in Shir, maybe even a bigger goal than learning the Sefer Kuvos, is to try to develop the habit in all of us not to waste time. A very big avla that we have, we're prone to the Yetzirah of wasting time. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's gift that he gives us the Yetzirah that we can hopefully overcome and be Mekabel Shechar on. But wasting time is a very big Yetzirah, and you all know that if I'm not here for a day, so on Wednesday, I, as of now, have a flight which lands here at 1 o'clock. The plan is that if Shachris works out and I can make it to the airport for an earlier flight, I may be able to get here at the 11 o'clock, which would allow me to give shir. I'm not sure that that's going to happen. I certainly don't count on it happening. Although if I can, Yitzh Hashem, I'll give shir, which means that I may miss 2 days. I'd like to do you a favor, a taiva. I deliberately, these 2 days, yesterday and today, spoke out Yisaydais, as opposed to Pshat. Yesterday, Pagin and Deborah, Pagin and Emanis, and today, the Dinei Shtarais. What I'd like to do as a favor to you is when I come back to give a written Bechina on these 2 days here, that's all. You have no perfect one. On these 2 days worth of shir, you should know Pagina Dibura, Pagina Neman. It's a short bechina, a few questions. Yitzh Hashem, I'm not going to waste Thursday on it, but Wednesday afternoon I'll be at the second Seder, Yitzh Hashem, barring a delay. Initially I wanted to give shir second Seder, but I understand there are Belsky giving shir, and many of you aren't Belsky shir. What I'd like to do is give a bechina. That is a bechina, no notes. 2 days worth of shir you can memorize. You know. 2 days worth of shir. I'm only doing it as a taiva because I know it'll give you the incentive to know shir, especially those of you who found yesterday's shir difficult and complicated and didn't bother working on it. I'll give you the incentive to work on it. I think today's shir was much less complicated. But I would like, I'm sorry again, I always apologize when there's a written bechina. I know it's below us to have a written bechina, but I find that when I have a written bechina, it helps me work on it. Yitzh Hashem on Wednesday, second Seder. I'm going to give a written bechina. Those of you in Rebelski Shir can take it after Shir. I would like to, it should be a kapara if I'm missing 2 days. I know some of you have time. I'll do you a favor, and Yitzh Hashem, I'll be able, I'm sure I'll come back with some good stories from England. I already called England, and I had to talk to my call, and the first thing I'm told by the Rav there says, hello, how are you keeping? I said, what? How are you keeping? I told him, I see I'm going to a country with a foreign language, you know. How are you? They say, how are you keeping, right? So, at any rate, I'm not going to be here for the next 2 days. I just hope, as I said, one of the most important things, listen, you're not going to, most of your life, you're not going to have a Rebbe who's going to tell you work on it. You probably will not have the source of having the chinus most of your life. You're just going to have the honesty to work on your learning. I'd like you to work on your learning the next 2 days. To work, first say that you should be working on Ksubis the way you should be working on it, with a bigger asmada, not with a smaller asmada. And I just hope that you'll be able to work on using your time properly. Okay, Mr. Shemel, see you all Wednesday, second time.